It's time for our Wesleyan Christian Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Mustang head football coach Kurt Cloud. Wesleyan Christian coming off of a bye week. Mustangs did not play this past Friday, October the 6th. Of course, they had a big-time win against Wilson during their last game on September the 29th. And Wesleyan Christian finally back in action, another home game against Olive. And Coach Cloud, I know we talked about this a little bit last week, but the bye week coming at a good time for you guys. It's coming off a win. Get to enjoy that a bit, work on yourselves, and also heal up, as I know you had some injuries.
Yeah, it was nice. We had, because of the storm, we only got 3 days of practice in, but it really was good. Good practice. We got to do a lot of things that we don't normally get to do, work on fundamentals and tackling and blocking and work on some special teams. And yeah, it was a good week for us.
Injury-wise, how is everyone progressing on that front?
Well, we still got two of our offensive linemen, defensive linemen guys that are questionable for this week. One's got mono, and the other one has a really bad sprained ankle. It's been swollen for a couple of weeks now, so we'll see later in the week how they progress.
Talking with Wesleyan Christian head football coach Kurt Cloud ahead of the Mustangs and Olive. Coach, we talked about this earlier this season as well, but you guys really had to go on the road an awful lot, especially early on in the season. Now you've got a home game on Friday, another home game the following week as well before you end up on the road. So how nice is it to kind of get rewarded after having to go 7 weeks in a row with most of those on the road to finally come home and kind of have the sprint stretch mostly at home here?
Yeah, it is nice. We'll have 3 games in a row at home time we get done. I think we play all of this week, and next week we'll play Life Christian at fall break on Thursday night, and then we finish up. We have to go to Chautauqua, but that's not too bad of a drive.
And then you guys, you're at the sprint stretch here. I kind of mentioned that in that last question. I know that right now you'd be in that Heartland Christian College playoffs, and I'm sure that's a goal of your all's. So important to kind of end the year strong to keep those goals alive and then try to get into the second season of sorts once November gets here.
Yeah. Right now we're ranked. We're seeded third in that tournament, and if we can win these next 3 games, there's a chance that we could be seeded second and host that first round game, which would be nice.
And I don't know this for certain, but I guess it's probably been a while since Wesleyan Christian has had a home playoff game. Do you know the last time?
I think maybe would have been about 4 years ago. They would have hosted Southwest Covenant at home in the OSSA game.
So obviously that would be a treat for you all. Do you know anything specifically about Olive? Have you started game planning for that one? What do you know about them?
You know, I know. It's a new program that we just started this year. Of course, they're having a rough season, kind of getting beat up. But, you know, I suspect they'll be a lot like Wilson was.
Wesleyan Christian head football coach Kurt Cloud. Once again, the Mustangs coming off a bye week. They will be at home against Olive on Friday. First of a couple more home games they've got in a row here in Bartlesville. Coach Cloud, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you on Friday.
Thank you.